Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool morning across Israel with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa enjoys mild temperatures. A great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports the U.S. has launched a ninth consecutive night of strikes on Iran, aiming to weaken Iranian forces in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as Tehran fires missiles. Also, 24 News reports that former President Trump stated the U.S. hit Iran very hard in these ongoing strikes. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims to have targeted a U.S. aircraft in Jordan. Also this hour, The Times of Israel highlights U.S. strikes continue as Senator Rubio warns that Iran seeks to use the Strait of Hormuz for leverage, with retaliatory attacks reported in Syria and Jordan. Separately, Israel Hayom describes Trump's strategic approach in Iran as a middle solution, suggesting a careful navigation of the ongoing conflict that could shift rapidly. And finally, Ynet Business reveals Spotify founders Neko Health raised $700 million for U.S. expansion, planning to open clinics in New York. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, an analyst, reported just minutes ago that Iran has launched another wave of missiles targeting Bahrain, indicating a broader assault on the Arab Peninsula. I-24-NEWS English highlighted earlier today that U.S. Central Command has completed its ninth night of strikes, aiming to reduce Iran's threat to commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, reported this morning that Iran executed two dissidents, marking an escalation in its crackdown on public dissent. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Ynet's report, the U.S. military continues its nightly operations against Iranian military assets. The goal is to impede Iran's capability to threaten commercial maritime routes in the Strait of Hormuz. This could have significant implications for global oil supply and regional stability. Turning to I-24 News, former President Trump stated the U.S. has been forceful in its response to Iranian aggression. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard claims to have responded by targeting U.S. assets in Jordan. This strike comes hours after the U.S.'s own military actions, raising tensions further in the region. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel notes that Iran's strategy involves using the Strait of Hormuz as a bargaining tool in its geopolitical maneuvers. With recent military activity in neighboring countries, the conflict risks expanding beyond Iran and the U.S., potentially affecting other nations in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom discusses Trump's middle solution strategy. This approach involves balancing military action with diplomatic efforts to avoid full-scale war. The situation remains volatile, with both sides poised for further escalation. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Neko Health, founded by Spotify's creator, has raised $700 million to expand into the U.S. The company plans to launch its preventive health clinics in New York, signaling a significant growth in the health tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that 130,000 Israelis are set to receive financial grants from the state starting tomorrow. This is part of a government initiative to support citizens, with more installments expected. And finally, CTEC reports that the governor of the Bank of Israel warns the next government to curb defense spending. Amir Yaron emphasizes the need for investment in education and infrastructure to maintain economic stability. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.